Hello, I'm Kirsty Gallagher, and this is Sporting Roots, the audio series where we explore some of Britain's most inspiring sporting locations and the role that rail is played in helping put them on the map. We want to motivate more people to take a trip to watch, learn about, and discover new sporting passions by train so they don't miss out on the well-being benefits of experiencing sports in the real world. You can plan your own journey of sporting discovery by train with National Rail today, because when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at one of the oldest sports in the world and getting the inside track on horse racing. People and horses have been teaming up for millennia. There's something majestic about the union of rider and steed that people are drawn to. Ancient Greece, Egypt, and the Romans all had a penchant for horse racing. The thunder of hooves, the cheer of the crowd, it's just infectious. The sport is as popular today as it's ever been, and Great Britain is host to some of the sport's most hallowed racecourses. As with many sports in our country, the railways have played a unique part in their growing popularity. As the era of the British railways dawned, so did the demand for long-distance travel to sporting venues across the land. Dedicated train stations like the one at Epsom Downs were built next to racetracks, allowing them to service tens of thousands of spectators. Horse racing began to find its modern shape back in the 18th century. In 1750, the sport's rules were codified by the Jockey Club in Newmarket. Although many prestigious racecourses already existed across Britain, Newmarket became known as the home of horse racing, and still is today. Just a 20-minute walk from the train station stands Newmarket Racecourse, the two-track site that was established over 350 years ago. It's the host to two of the five British classics in the 1,000 and 2,000 Guineas races, and it can host over 40,000 spectators across its multiple stands. The town is also home to the Jockey Club Rooms, the original venue of the sport's modern-day founding. Although it has been an exclusive private members club for most of its history, the group now runs guided tours for the public. Insider exhibits from the rich history of the club and the sport itself. So if you feel like walking the same halls as royals and prime ministers alike, then this is a must. It's just a few moments' walk from Newmarket Mainline Station. While you're there, why not trot a few metres up the road to the National Horse Racing Museum? Dedicated to the heritage of the sport, the museum is home to some of the world's most important and fascinating artefacts, from racecourses, horses, and jockeys from years gone by. One of the most popular exhibits is a selection of cards that were sent to celebrate the 30th birthday of the nation's most beloved thoroughbred, Red Rum. The horse was so popular that people campaigned for him to become Sports Personality of the Year in 1977. Although this didn't happen, as the competitors need to be human, to the nation's joy, the horse featured on the show as a guest of honour. And how could we utter the name Red Rum and not take a visit to Aintree in Liverpool, the home to the Grand National? Red Rum won a record-breaking three Grand Nationals in 1973, 74 and 77. And for a race that is seen as one of the sport's most ultimate tests, this is no small feat. Aintree is arguably the most famous race venue in the UK. Standing directly opposite Aintree train station, it can host up to 75,000 people. When you come out of the train station, right outside is the original Victorian red brick entrance, a real piece of history. You then walk alongside this to the new entrance, see the massive modern stands and hear the hum of the crowd inside. The course includes many technical and difficult jumps, making it one of the most thrilling venues in Britain. The most famous jump is known as Beecher's Brook. This was originally known as The Brook, but at the first official Grand National in 1839, Captain Martin Beecher fell from his horse Conrad. He landed in the brook and stayed there for safety while the other horses jumped over him. He's reported to have said afterwards, "How dreadful water tastes without the benefit of whisky." Beyond Captain Beecher, many other jockeys have had their names etched into horse racing history, with a couple of the most recent being A.P. McCoy, who rode a record 4,358 winners in his career, and Hayley Turner, who became the first female jockey to ride 100 flat races in a single year. With so many races and so many courses to visit in our country, you can access the roar of race day by train from pretty much anywhere in Britain. Ascot, the royal family's favourite race day. Cheltenham, Epsom, Newcastle, York and Colchester. They all host some of the season's biggest races, and each venue is fully serviced by Transport Lynx, giving you even more opportunities to just hop on a train and take in the thrills of a race. With many courses offering food, drink and live music alongside the racing, a whole new generation of race fans are being drawn to these elaborate day-long events. One of the most popular experiences for spectators is Ladies' Day. Ladies' Days were introduced at racecourses in the early 19th century as a way of helping to raise their social prestige. Organisers encouraged women attending the races to dress up in high fashion, with a huge focus on headwear. These Ladies' Days remain a popular feature of race meetings today, with both men and women dressing up in their smartest and most stylish outfits to take in the thrills of the track. Horse racing is one of the most watched, long-standing and beloved sports in our country. But don't just take our word for it. Today we're joined by bona fide sporting heritage expert and sport historian, Martin Polley. Thanks for joining us, Martin.
Hi, Kirsty. Thanks for having me on this episode.
There's a long history of race courses having their own train stations. How much do you think the development of the rail network has helped to grow spectatorship of the sport?
The development of the railways in 19th century Britain had a monumental impact on horse racing, absolutely revolutionary. I think it's impossible to exaggerate how significant the railways were for turning the regional sport all across the country into a genuinely national sport. And I think the first thing is because the trains could obviously move spectators from towns and cities into the country's many racecourses. So the first impact was really in moving the spectators around. But of course, there's another impact. The railways meant that owners no longer had to walk their racehorses from one meeting to another. They could now take the train. And many companies provided special carriages divided into horse boxes. And jockeys, of course, could also take the train. And this meant that there were more race meetings. So truly a revolutionary impact. Without the railways, the sport could simply not have nationalised as it did.
What is your favourite historical horse racing venue and why?
I think my favourite venue really has to be Epsom, which holds a special place for me as it was the first racecourse I attended. I went to the Derby there with my brother in the late 1970s when I was about 13. We took the train from London and walked onto the Epsom Common, where you can see the race for free in those days. And even though we couldn't really see that much, we really got a sense of this amazing, wonderful atmosphere.
If you're interested in participating in the sport, how does one even go about becoming a jockey?
Becoming a jockey, just like becoming a professional in any sport, involves a huge commitment, usually from a very early age. But there are an increasing number of ways into the profession. A great early way is through events organised by the Pony Racing Authority, which puts on events for kids between the ages of 7 and 15. And they have events all around the country and some special ones at big racecourses like Cheltenham, Ascot and Goodwood, so young riders can get a real taste of the sport's elite venues. But I think one of the most exciting new developments in this area has come through the Riding a Dream Academy, set up by Khadija Mella. Now, Khadija was the first British Muslim woman to win a race in the UK, the Magnolia Cup at Goodwood in 2019. And she, with some great charitable funding, has set up the Riding a Dream Academy to help people from underrepresented backgrounds get into the sport of riding.
So tell us, where do more established jockeys typically train?
Jockeys train at various locations, based obviously at racing stables all over the country. There's a huge concentration at Newmarket, and going out into the countryside around the town will allow you to see the horses racing and the jockeys practicing.
Are there any up-and-coming jockeys that you think we should be sort of keeping an eye out for?
There are so many up-and-coming talents in the sport of horse racing, both on the flat and in steeplechasing, so I've just picked out two. First up, I've gone for Bradley Harris from Andrew Balding's stable. Andrew, of course, is the brother of the famous broadcaster Claire Balding, based at Kingsclere in Berkshire, and he's done incredibly well in steeplechasing recently. And then based at Chipping Norton in Oxfordshire, there's Lily Pinchin from the Cotswolds, who has recovered from a really awful injury early in her career to win 24 races last season.
Yeah. Martin, you have quite the mental data bank of horse racing knowledge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kirsty. It's been a pleasure.
Moving on from sports history to look into its future, horse racing continues to grow in popularity. The demand has increased so much that in the late 2000s, we actually started building new racecourses to meet the demand. One of those venues is Chelmsford Racetrack, the first British course built since 1927. The Chelmsford venue features a 10,000 capacity grandstand and boasts state-of-the-art race facilities. With so many opportunities to watch a race, it's never been easier to catch the horse racing bug. Although it might be thrilling to watch the Grand National or Gold Cup from home, it pales in comparison to soaking in the excitement and the tension of race day, or visiting venues rich in sporting history and heritage. Because when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. Visit nationalrail.co.uk/sportingroutes to discover the rest of our audio series and plan your next journey to watch, learn about, and discover new sporting passions by train.